Blog Talk Radio.
Exhortation to the family, the people of God, as we continue to navigate through the earth. Praise God. And we're so grateful to our Father that's continuing to speak to us, giving us words of life. Praise God. If you have your Bibles on this morning, we want you to join us as we go to the Word of God, the Old Testament, in the book of Psalms. One of the familiar passages, Psalms number 40, verses 1 through 3. And I want to read this today out of the King James, but then I want to also read it out of the Living Bible, which is going to read just a little bit different. Psalms, the 40th division of Psalms, verses 1 through verse 3. The King James says, to the chief musician, it's a psalm of David. He says here, King David, the worshiper, praise God. He says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock. He brought me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, and he established my goings. Verse 3 says, and he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Praise God. That same passage, reading from the Living Bible, it says, I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground. and he steadied me as I walked alone. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be astounded. They will put their trust in the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and readers of his word. Certainly we are thankful to God. David, in this passage, he's speaking about our title today is Expectant Hope. We have to go in initially knowing there's an expected confidence. There's an expectant confidence we have to have going in. Whenever we're dealing with the Lord, who is solid in all that he says and all that he does, he reminds us in Scripture that I'm not a man, that I will lie unto you, nor the son of a man that I should repent. And that's for anything that God has ever said. If he said it, he's going to do it. If God declares it, he's going to surely bring it to pass. His word goes forth, he says, and it shall not come back void, but it shall accomplish his purpose. It will prosper in the thing whereunto he send it. And so we know that God does not put out any junk, praise God. It is money in the bank, so to speak. If God said it, it is real. He says, the grass shall wither, the flower shall fade, but my word shall stand sure forevermore. It shall stand forevermore. David said, I waited patiently for the Lord. It's a difference who you're waiting on, saints. We have to wait on the Lord. David said, I waited on the Lord. It's different if you're waiting on people, if you're waiting on a perfect circumstance or situation. You may be waiting on money or some material thing, but when you wait on the Lord, there's a difference because God, the living God, he is the one that we can truly put our hope and our trust in because he's a God that is faithful. And the faithfulness of God says not that he did not fail, he cannot fail. God cannot fail because he is successful in anything he goes forth to do. It will not come back void. It will always accomplish the purpose of God. David said, I was waiting on the Lord to help me. Obviously, he had been down that road where he put his confidence in other folk and in other things, but he came up short, just as you and I. If we'd be honest today, we come up short on some things because we're putting our hope, our trust, our confidence in the wrong things. We have to put our hope and confidence on that which is solid, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and ending, the first and last, and the great I Am. The one who's there from the beginning. The Bible says of him that he's the Ancient of Days, he who is from everlasting unto everlasting. That's the one that David and, of course, you and I, we have to put our confidence in, expectant, because we know that he's not going to fail. He's not slack concerning his promises. God will always come through. The question is, will we meet the conditions, praise God, of the promise? And once having met those conditions, then we can wait like David, patiently upon the Lord. And what happens in the interim? It says, he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me ultimately out of a horrible pit and out of the murk and mire, praise God, out of the mud, he says, and out of the mire. And then David said, once he lifted me up out of that situation I was in. I was in a horrible situation, but the Lord lifted me up out of that situation. Eventually, we have to have expectant confidence and hope that God is going to lift us up out of the present conditions that we're in. And David says, what happened next? He set my feet on a solid foundation, praise God. Not only did he set it on a solid foundation, he steadied me. He steadied me as I walked along. And not only does God establish us eventually, but he gives us, he makes it our new norm, praise God. He sets us in a place to where we began to walk along with a solidness and a solid foundation so that we're able to have strength because of the Lord. David said that he steadied me as I walked. And then he says, he, not only that, but he was working on my psychological at the same time. Not only did he establish my feet, praise God, and my physical being, he says he also has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise unto my God. David said he changed, praise God, my mentality. He changed my mindset, praise God. He gave me a new song. Now I'm not in the murk in my heart. I've been changed. My position, praise God, has been put in a new, on a new foundation, in a new norm. He steadied my going, but he put a new song in my heart, praise God. And he gave me a hymn of praise. Bless his holy name. And many, this is the reason, he says, furthermore, he says, many will see what the Lord has done and be astounded. Glory to God. They're going to be astounded for what God has done through me, what God does through you, praise God. Sometimes when we go through things, it's not for us. It's for somebody else. God has to be able to show his glory through us, praise God. I remember in Jesus, one of his teachings, the people came, they said, who has indeed sinned, this man or his parents, the reason why he was born blind? Jesus said, neither this man nor his parents did anything for the reason why he's in the condition that he's in. He was born blind, yes, but it wasn't because of anything he did or his parents. Jesus said, in order that the Father may be glorified here on earth, was disallowed. There's things that are allowed that the glorification of the Father may be established. People need to see, not that we are immune from troubles and from tribulation. The Bible tells us that in the world, if you're in this world, you're going to go, not optional, you're going to have tribulations. You're going to go through some troubles. You're going to go through some problems, he says, but be of good cheer. For I have changed your mindset, in other words, about what it is you're going through. The Bible told us to rejoice always in the Lord, and again to rejoice. So we ought to have an attitude of gratitude and to rejoice always in the Lord, not in the situations that we're in, but in the Lord. The fact that he's with us through whatever we have to go through, we're not going through it alone because God is with us. And the reason is that he may receive glory. At the end, when all is said and done, that God may receive the glory. David said, they shall see it. Many shall see it and be astounded, and they will put their confidence, their trust in the Lord. Praise God. It's going to cause others to believe, others to establish, praise God, faith in the living God. That's the reason why we have to go through some things that we are not for you. It's for somebody else. And God is using us as instruments of his praise and of his glory. There's some things that Abin David says. Waiting on the Lord to help is not easy, of course. It's not easy. So hear me very carefully. It's not easy when you have to wait on the Lord. You're in that situation. And sometimes we're not sure, if we be honest with ourselves, about the outcome. But our trust, our confidence is in God, in his ability to get the job done at the end of the day. It's not easy waiting on God. But David received four benefits from waiting. Number one, God lifted him out of his despair. Two, he set his feet on a solid ground, a solid foundation. Three, he studied him as he walked. He gave him a new norm. Four, he put a new song of praise in his mouth. Often blessings cannot be received unless we go through the trial of waiting. Did you hear what I said? Oftentimes blessings of the Lord cannot be received. Hallelujah. Unless we go through the trial of waiting. In scripture, it said it this way. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36, it says, "For you have need of patience, in that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise." What is it? After after you have done the will, you might receive the promise. What is the will? Thank you for asking. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, he says, but the God of all grace who has called us, the God of all grace who has called, you've been called, praise God, for this reason and purpose. He's called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After you have what? Suffered a while. A while. After you have suffered a while, then he make you perfect. He establish you. He strengthen, and then he settles you. To him, verse 11 says, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And then the reason, and back to Hebrews 10, 35 says, in light of these things, you have need of patience, 36 says, verse 36, chapter 10, verse 36 of the book of Hebrews, you have need of patience. After you've done the will, you might receive the promise. And then verse 5 says, cast not away. In other words, do not cast away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. The expected confidence is that we know God is going to come through at the end of the day. We've got to complete the mission. We can't look for the blessing until we have met the prior conditions, the qualifications of the promise. You meet that part, and God's going to do his part. And so we have an expected confidence that at the end of the day, it's going to be what he says. You are who God called you to be. You can do what God says you can do, and you can have, beloved, my brothers and sisters, what God says that we can have. And we must have, we got to have an expectant confidence. To God be the glory. God bless and God keep you is our sincerest prayer.
Thank you, Pastor Fields, for that inspirational word here in the studio this morning. And we are now down to the commercial break. This is Glenda Fields, your host, here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio.
Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Fields. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman, as a self-help tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today. It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objective each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4700. Access code 126-580-#.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
And welcome back to Real Talk here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, and I am joined in the studio today with our special guest, Pastor Rufus Fields from Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Time the Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministries, discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching that Pastor Fields is doing called Expectant Confidence. And we have two questions that came out of the chat session, Pastor Fields, for you today. One question is from Gail, and Gail wants to know, in this time and in this season, how do we hold on to our faith and confidence in the Lord? And I'll let you answer Gail's question before going to the next question.
Praise God. And to God be the glory. To Sister Gail, we do that by just walking in simple obedience. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And we have to study the Word of God in order that we may know what God does require, and not only just for knowing alone, but that we may have the intention of doing. He says we must not just be forgetful hearers, but hearers as well as doers. That's a two-part to completing the will of God. We must not approach God's word from saying, well, I know what he says, but what good is that if we do not put it into action? It is completion of the will. We must go through and do what God says. And yes, God never told us that things would be automatic. Matter of fact, he says, my yoke is easy, my burdens are light. That tells you and I that it is something that we can do. Paul comes back in Corinthians said, he said, it is our reasonable service. Reasonable means that it is something that you and I, that we can accomplish. Somebody once said it this way, that it is possible, it's doable, but you have to get your want to fixed. Praise God. We have to get in a position where we want to do the will of God and want to do what's right concerning him. Make God a priority in our lives. And pray about the matter, because there's some things. The Bible says we don't even know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit of the Lord, he helpeth our infirmities, and he maketh intercession. He'll help us. He'll enable us to do the matter. What we cannot do in and of ourselves and through our flesh, he helps us by the Spirit to make the grave. Praise God. Pray about it, my sister, and give it to the Lord and allow him to help us to do what only he alone can enable us to do. Remember, First Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength, the ability. God bless. God keep.
Thank you for answering Sister Gail's question, Pastor Fields. And the next question is from Minister Ralph, and he wants to know, how do you keep the confidence level that you need in this time and in this season when you are waiting on God to actually manifest the promises that he has in his word for your life?
To Brother Ralph, it is doing what, once again, what God has called us to do, but it is putting it into effect. You cannot bite off a big piece of the pie. It's taking little bites. It's starting to do little things, little obediences, taking those little steps, one thing at a time. And guess what? As we continue to do that, we'll find ourselves growing in the Lord. We'll find ourselves gaining the momentum, and we're able to do it where it becomes seemingly a second nature. It'll become more easier as we do, as we go along. God will help. He will enable us. He will help us to continue and make it our new norm. Praise God. He's taken us, the Bible says, from faith unto faith and glory unto glory. The first level of faith, that little thing God did, he worked out in our lives, it was a confidence booster. It was to let us know that if God can do that, guess what? Then there's nothing that he can surely handle this situation. This may be a little bit bigger situation in your life, but what you have to boot is that God did that. And I know that if he did that, then he's the same God. He changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He can surely handle this situation. So confidence is built as we look back. All we have to have in Christendom and the kingdom of God is a good memory. It's to know that God already brought us out of some stuff, and because he did those things, he can surely handle this situation right here. Praise God.
And thank you, Pastor Fields, for answering the question of Minister Wrap on today. We are down to the portion of the show where you can also still call in radio listening audience, and that call-in number is area code 323-870-4001. And let us know by going to the website how you are enjoying the Real Talk segments here on Blog Talk Radio, here on Gospel Anointed Ministries Radio broadcast at www.godsanointedministries.com. And you can give us information regarding how you feel about the upcoming shows that will be coming up, as well as emailing Pastor Fields at GAM, which is game, at godsanointedministries.com to render your feedback to him on the various shows he's already done, and then also to let him know what subject matters you would like him to discuss on the Real Talk segment. Once again, we are doing Real Talk for Christians, dealing with real issues in today's time. And so let us know how you are enjoying those segments and what segments you would like Pastor Phil to actually teach on. This is also the time and season where you can avail yourself of your monetary donation to Pastor Fields, and you can do that via the website, which is www.godsanointedministry.com, as well as sponsor Pastor Fields for radio and television segments that will be upcoming. So stay tuned for those upcoming segments. Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I am your host, Glenda Fields, and we're going to bid you Godspeed and God's blessings and favor upon your life in this time and this season. We're also, at the conclusion of this show, we're going to give Pastor Fields the last 4 minutes to actually give words of encouragement or close the segment out in prayer so that we'll just give you one last spiritual boost of having expectant confidence in the things of the Lord. Pastor Fields.
Amen. Expectant confidence or expectant hope, praise God. It's really the confidence booster that we need in this day and time in which we're living. It is God maturing us. And maturity is not perfection, beloved. Maturity is growth. When the Bible says maturity, it is God growing us. It is Him perfecting us in the things that we need in order that we may fulfill His will while here on earth. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, today for those who are listening. Father, may you touch each and every one of my sisters and brothers that are listening right now. We're in various places, Father, and in various spiritual levels in our lives, Father, but I'm praying today that you would put your hands, Father, your hands on them, God, that they may turn their hearts completely unto you. For we know, God, that you are God that will work in the lives of your people, but you said to seek me with your whole heart. With all of thy heart, all of thy soul, and with all of thy strength, praise God. And Father, we're praying that we would just continue, Lord God, to do that, to let go truly and to let God. That is to take our hands off that you may put your hands on, to put our trust in you, God, knowing that you're not a God that will fail, because you're the only God. There's no other God beside nor above you, Lord God. So I'm praying, Father, that you would strengthen each and every one of us, God, as we continue to go forth, Father, that we may perform your will, Lord God. Father, there's nobody else. You said you left us to be salt of the earth, Lord God, and the light of the world. And you said if salt loses its savor, it is therefore good for nothing, God, to be cast down and trodden under the foot of men. So I'm praying, Lord God, that you will cause us to persevere in the world, to continue to stand, and having done all to stand therefore, knowing that you are with us, God. And today, God, I'm believing you right now. I'm going to go ahead and call it. I'm going to declare and to decree, oh God, that they're going to rise up today. We're going to become, God, the men and women that you're calling for. We're going to be the church, God, that you've established upon a rock, and even the gates of hell shall not prevail against. So we thank you, Father, that through you, God, we can do all things through Christ Jesus, who gives us the strength. And I thank you in advance for what you are doing, for what you are going to do, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord, Savior, and King, I do pray. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Silence speaks here in the great unseen, here when the answer's out of reach. Here I will break my heart, here I will brave the dark, here find you singing over me. I am known, I am seen.